is Northfield Outdoors, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. From hunting to hiking, camping to cooking, mushroom hunting to motorcycling, and so much more, your hosts, Dave Vesladol and Andy Beham, will enlighten, entertain, and inform you with a lively mix of guests and discussion on all things outdoors. And now your hosts, Dave and Andy.
Well, welcome to another edition of Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1 The One and 1080 AM. Northfield Outdoors is proud to be sponsored by Professional Pride Realty. I'm your host, Dave Vesladol, along with co-host Andy Beham, who looks like he was working up a sweat.
Yeah, I got a little bit of sun this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah. Was it all fun stuff?
No, hardly any of it, actually. It's that time of year where, you know, trying to get all the projects done so by the middle of July you can actually enjoy the fruits of your labor.
You weren't building another outhouse like last time we talked.
No, I didn't build any outhouses. There were some yard projects and building going on, and, you know, hope by the middle of July to be kicking my feet up with a margarita and enjoying all the work we're putting into it, but I'm sure my wife will just keep adding.
Well, we're an outdoor show. We should be talking about you going down doing some whitewater rafting or
you should know,
the trophy muskie you caught. Or,
and I hope my wife is listening right now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm planting that seed for her.
Yes, Sarah, take note. I should be doing all these things, and you are keeping me from that.
Well, I snuck out a little bit on the motorcycle.
Did you? Where'd you head?
I finally picked. Got a good day, so I put on about 250 miles. First, I went up to...
On Saturday, or...?
No.
That sounds like a wet ride.
No, it was just during the week before.
Okay.
Bison Indian Motorcycle opened up a new dealership up in St. Paul, so I went up there and just scouted it out, and then from there, found a few neat spots, worked away down 35 all along the Mississippi River, all the way down to Nelson. That's such a nice drive.
Ride.
Oh, yeah. And so, then took some other back roads, ended up by some rough falls and stuff. But felt good to finally get a few miles put on the bike.
Nice. Was Jody a little worried that you were going to be coming home with another bike? Or
she always worried about that. It was funny. I had no checkbook along with me, and I think my credit card was taken out of the wallet, too.
I wonder how that could have happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember doing that. But
must have just been a fluke accident.
Typical fun police.
You know, yeah, stuff. Yeah, I know the feeling. So,
hey, today, Andy, we're going to talk flying.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't done a show about planes or gliding or anything like that, but we've got a local gem near us called the Stanton Airport, and we've got two of the experts here, and we'll go ahead and introduce them. But we do want to find out a little bit more about the Stanton Airport, some of the things, some of the activities over there, and of course we have the Father's Day fly-in.
Yeah,
that'll be on
that'll
Sunday.
Be on tomorrow, well, because it'll be airing on Saturday.
Yes.
Tomorrow will be the Stanton Airport Father's Day fly-in, so let's find out a little more about it.
Yeah, but so we have John Quilling, the airport manager from Stanton, and did I get the name close to right?
You did. Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome, John. And Tim Bjork?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, what nationality is that name?
Swedish.
Well, that's okay anyway. Us Norwegians will still let you be on the air with
thank
us.
Thank you.
But your title was referred to a couple of different ways, but how about we go with airport volunteer?
That's perfect.
Yeah. What was the other one we used? Airport rat?
Or? Airport bum?
Yeah.
Hey, all of the above get to hang out in an airport all day. It can't be so
right.
bad.
But, John, let's start with you. Why don't you give us just a little bit of your background? How are you connected with flying and with the Stanton Airport?
Well, I grew up in the backseat of an airplane with my father, and...
So it comes naturally in your blood.
It comes very natural. My boys are third-generation pilots. I've been in aviation for 42 years as a career, and I ended up at Stanton, 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Great. And Tim?
Yes.
How did you get connected? Did you just show up out of Stanton Airport one day? Or?
No, I was in the Air Force for 4 years and always dreamed of maybe getting my own license and stuff. So after I retired from IBM, then I was... took on the challenge to get my privates and did that in 2004. So, you know, I was old enough to retire and young enough to fly.
Oh, way to go. John, I would assume that volunteers like Tim are pretty important out at the Stanton Airport.
The airport would not operate without them.
Oh, well, that's good. why don't you go ahead and give us a little background about the Stanton Airport? Some of the people listening may not be real familiar with it.
Okay. It originated as Carleton Airport back in 1942.
Carleton College?
Carleton College was contacted by then Franklin Delano Roosevelt, knowing that they were going to need more pilots. Carleton was one of several places notified and asked if they would create pilot training. So Carleton College started pilot training there in 1942.
So those are actual Stanton courses you could take through Carleton to become a pilot?
Well, it was part of the war effort.
Part of the war effort. Oh, yep. I did not know that.
Yeah, and for Carleton's war effort in pilot training, it's on the airport is on the National Historic Register.
Oh, oh wow.
And then post-war, it just kind of hung there as an unused airfield. And in 1955, it was sold by the college to a local couple that then operated the airport as a public-use airport, still privately owned, until 1990. And it then became what we now know as Stanton Airfield with Stanton Sport Aviation as the FBO there, the fixed base operation.
And when you say for public use, can anybody land a small aircraft there?
Yes. Yep. Okay. The airport is privately owned to this day by a bunch of shareholders, but it's a public use airport, meaning anybody can come and land, take off, and take part in the services we offer.
Do you get many people flying in and landing there, or is the majority of it people taking off from Stanton and returning to Stanton?
Actually, we get a lot of transients.
Okay, really?
It's kind of a hidden gem. And, you know, Tim being one of our volunteers, you know, he'll go out and greet the customers when they land. And a lot of them are from out of state, and they looked at it on the map and thought it'd be a neat place. They come in, and they're wowed by the place.
All right.
So Tim, do you actually hold, you know, take a shift? Does somebody have to be there for someone to land an airplane there, or how does that work?
No, they don't have to be. I mean, they can come in and land anytime they want, you know, as long as they have daylight hours. So it's open to the public for daylight hours only. Okay. But
so no nighttime landing?
No nighttime, no. There's no lights on the aircraft, on the runways or nothing.
And typically, what type of an airplane will land there?
Oh, usually smaller aircraft, 2 to 4 place aircraft will come in, right? We got tail wheels, you know, aircraft with tail wheels and nose wheels, but usually they're light, small aircraft.
Hmm. You know, I was, Andy, I was just thinking about when I want to get some weather records, I always go on to the Stanton Airport to get the official weather record.
Yep.
Is that something you guys actually do, or is it a machine that does all?
It's a machine.
It is a machine. Okay. Oh, Andy, I was always picturing there was some guy there running out, taking every hour, checking
the thermometer. Yeah. And wind tests.
I stand out there with everything and the lightning rod in one hand.
Yeah.
And,
Now, I know myself, one of the things I really notice when driving past Stanton is the amount of gliders that you guys have. Is that more recent that that's gaining popularity, or has that always been one of your kind of mainstays?
It's been a mainstay of that airport since the late 50s.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it's home to the Minnesota Soaring Club, one of the largest clubs in the upper Midwest. And, there are a lot of gliders there on weekends.
So talk a little bit more about the club. It's a group of gliders that have gotten together.
It's a private soaring club, and they pay a field use fee and rent space from us to operate.
Okay.
So if a person has a glider, I can join that club and bring the glider over there?
Yep, and you don't have to be a member of the club to fly your glider there. We also offer glider rides and glider training through Stanton Sport Aviation.
Okay, I want to come back to the glider rides, but I'm curious about the glider. So does Stanton Airport offer an airplane to pull you up?
Yes.
To take you off? Okay, so I don't need to own an airplane,
no,
too.
No, we've got our own tow plane, and that's just one of the services that we offer.
Hmm. Andy, I think you and I should get a glider.
You think we should go in and get a glider?
Yeah.
Your wife won't let you buy a motorcycle, but she'll let you get a plane. And another insurance policy.
Back to the interview.
No, I mean, I'm not fighting you on this one. I'm down.
So people can come out there and actually, say Andy and I are interested in actually going up in a glider sometime. Is there the ability out there that if we come out there, there's somebody we can pay to take us up? Or just kind of walk us through how that works.
You know, typical logistics where you call ahead. We have to make sure we have the right staff complement there the day of the flight. We have to have a glider pilot who's qualified to give the ride, and we have to have a tow pilot to fly the tow plane, obviously. So, yeah, just call ahead, and we get you on the schedule, and we'll be glad to take you.
And Tim, the grounds out there, who takes care of the grounds? It always looks like a manicured, nice grass out there. And
thank
stuff.
You.
Oh, okay. I think we
have found the guy.
Yeah.
No, I
drive by and I go, that's the guy I wanted to come work on my lawn.
Yeah. No,
I'm not the guy for that, but we do have people that volunteer that come out and run the, you know, the lawn equipment out there, the tractors and
so lawnmowers. That's all volunteers.
It's all done with volunteers, yes.
Well, how big a volunteer group do you have out there?
Oh, I don't. John would have to touch that one.
But there's, you know, to begin with, we only have 3 full-time paid staff.
Oh, that's it.
And then a half a dozen part-timers.
Okay.
And then 6 to 8 key volunteers.
Oh, so volunteers are pretty important.
Yeah, you know, for me to leave the airport this afternoon, there's a volunteer out there sitting in the tractor as we speak.
Okay. So now, operationally, with you know the salaries for the 3 employees, for upkeep, for all of that, do you depend on donations? Is it fees for using the airport when people land? They pay a fee? How exactly does that work?
There's no landing fee like some of the Twin Cities airports have. We're self-sufficient. We've got, when I say a full-service fixed-base operation, we've got a full-time maintenance shop, full-time flight school. And then you can also, as a pilot, you know, if Tim owns his own airplane, but if he wanted to come rent an airplane from us, we do that as well. And then we've got regular renters that are tenants of the airport.
Okay.
So we've got multiple sources of income. We just make it work.
Yeah. One of the items I just heard you talk about, you have a flight school out there?
Yes, we do.
Really? So again, if Andy and I were someday interested in learning how to fly.
Come on out.
Come on out.
Okay. Yeah. We can hook you up with that, too.
Is that a long course, tough course? I mean, what?
I tell people that you either have the flying ability or you don't, and you generally know that before you come, right? If you're interested, you know what you're capable of doing.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's very easy to do.
What I know, along with the flight school, we've, on the morning show quite a few times, we've had members of the Civil Air Patrol based out of Santon on, and that seems to be a really good program that's running pretty strongly.
Yep, they started a year ago, February.
Okay.
And, they recently went through their, what we call a recognition ceremony, where they became their own. In other words, they were no longer being helped by, in this case, Red Wing. The squadron over there was helping the Stanton flight get things motivated and geared in the right direction, and now they're on their own, doing just fine.
Do you guys do any parachuting out there?
Not anymore.
I was going to ask, because I haven't seen any for quite a long time.
No, there hasn't been any there in years.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know? Lack of interest, or just...
Well, some of the old-timers will tell you they had a little too much fun.
Okay.
It's hard, you know, when you get close to the Twin Cities to get to an altitude to safely jump with the restricted airspace. So the parachute clubs have moved further out.
And how does Stanton Airport handle if a small plane is flying and needs to make an emergency landing? Are you equipped to handle something like that?
Well, if someone calls us on the radio and they're coming in with a problem, you know, we'll go out and help just like any other airport.
Okay.
One of the things that we do, we started this 3 years ago when I came, is every fall we have a first responders appreciation barbecue.
Ah.
And so all the first responders, literally from the 3 counties, because they're right there in the corner of the 3 counties, they all come out, And this last year, we did an actual tabletop exercise. We simulated an emergency, and we did a tabletop, and it's a great activity.
Okay.
Yeah, keep them well-fed and happy in case you ever need them.
And Tim, as a volunteer, I get the sense from you that that's actually an enjoyable thing for you.
Yeah,
it's not maybe not necessarily so much work as it is.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you got love aviation, right?
Okay, and, so you get to hang around the airplane.
Yeah, and the communication stuff. So I basically answer phones, push airplanes around, refuel them, right? Make sure they're ready for our renters that want to come out and use them. And, you know, you want to have a nice conversation with them. You want to make them feel people feel at warm and home. And, you know, that's the atmosphere we want to, you know, put out there, that, you know, you're welcome anytime to come and see us. You know, we're going to do anything we can, you know, for you, you know, and, you know, we like to have people come out and walk around on the airport and, you know, go out and touch and feel the airplanes and stuff. You know, we want you to do that. So,
so do you give tours every once in a while? I mean, if you got a group of people that want to come out and, and take a look at the facilities and stuff.
Yep, we sure do. Yep. So we got like a little museum room there, you know, from World War II stuff era, and then all our aircraft that we rent and stuff and loan out, we get out and we'll actually put you in one so you get the touchy-feely if you really like.
So if I don't have a plane, but I've actually got a pilot's license, you have planes that we can rent out there?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Andy, I think we should get Jeff and Terry to put some of this on our expense voucher.
Yeah, we can go to the flight school, get our pilot's license. Perfect. And
this is getting better and better for you guys.
I know, it really is. Think of the shows we could record if we could fly to them.
Yes, exactly. And the gliding, is that just offered as, I don't know, just periodically throughout the year, or can a person
go? You can call and schedule anytime.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you give us kind of a ballpark what it would cost to go up with a glider? You know, if I wanted to ride in one.
Yeah, the numbers, I'm going to turn that over to John.
I'm trying to remember the numbers. I can picture them on my wall.
There you go.
But is it something?
Don't quote me, but it's. I want to say like $160.
Oh, it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, something like that.
But that's something they could call out to stay at an airport.
Just call out. We offer two different prices, what we call a high tow and a low tow, depending on the weather and depending what you'd like to do. Ideally, we'd like to get you up to about 3,000 feet above the ground.
Oh, wow.
So that you can stay up a little bit longer and you get a little better view of things. Lake Bilsby, you can see downtown Northfield, you know, give you a little better ride.
And typically, how long does a glider ride usually kind of last?
It depends on the atmospheric conditions.
Oh, okay.
You know, it can be 15 minutes, it can be a half hour.
And is it just one person bringing you up?
Right.
We've had people with their own gliders go from Stanton all the way down south of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nonstop.
Yeah, if you get the right conditions.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Boy, I hope that was a lot of downhill.
They actually, the gliding club holds a cross-country camp that we just had at the first part of June. And I think the furthest somebody got last year was northern Missouri.
Well, what happens if you go into Chicago but you don't quite make it?
You find a field.
Yeah. Find a field. Okay.
Nice cornfield, hay field, whatever's available.
It's a routine thing in the soaring community to have a trailer come fetch you out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You put down.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Well, why don't we take a break here, hear from our sponsor, and when we come back, we can find out a little bit about the Father's Day activities we have coming up.
Professional Pride Realty is a proud sponsor of Northfield Outdoors on 95 The One. Let the staff and realtors at Professional Pride help you make coming indoors from the outdoors a welcoming experience in the home that's right for you. The realtors at Professional Pride are local and know the Northfield market. Whether it's buying your first home, upgrading from your current home, or purchasing your own slice of the outdoors, let Professional Pride help you every step of the way. To learn more, check them out on Facebook or at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com. Keep enjoying the outdoors and let Professional Pride worry about your indoors.
Well, welcome back. We are talking with John Quilling, airport manager out at Stanton, and also Tim Bjorg.
Bjorg.
Yep.
Airport volunteer who sounds like you do quite a bit of he's the guy to go to when you need something fixed or something.
Yeah, you can go right past my office, go right to Tim.
Right, yeah. But you're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One, and 1080 AM. This coming Sunday, you have what's called a Father's Day fly-in. It sounds like I'm not real familiar with that, but when I've brought it up with other people, I've heard them say, oh, that's something you should try and attend. So, John, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us, what is that? What goes on there? It's more than just a bunch of dads flying in.
It is. Okay. It is. It's all about the community. We get as many drive-ins, actually more drive-ins than people fly in. But on a good weather day, we can get up to 100 airplanes that'll fly in. It goes from 7.
You can handle that?
Oh, yeah. It goes from 7 to noon. And if you fly in, it's a blast. I've done it all my life, all over the state. You fly in, you taxi up, they park you, get out of the airplane, you go in and eat pancakes and sausage, eggs, whatever you want, and you talk flying.
If I'm someone just here in town that has an interest in flying, can I just
come
drive?
On, yep, come on out. We get a lot of drive-in business.
Yeah, okay, and people can walk around and see the airplanes and talk flying?
Absolutely. There's different displays. The Model Airplane Club is usually out there with some of their models. And Twin City Barnstormers is based at Stanton as well, and they give biplane rides. So there's another one for your bucket list.
Yeah.
There
you go.
And they've actually got a ride called the bucket list ride.
Do they really?
They do.
So if I want to send Dave up in a biplane and just see if they can get him to throw up, what is that going to cost me? How much is a biplane ride?
That's a couple $100.
Okay. All right. It may be worth the investment if I can set a GoPro out there just to look at his face the whole time.
And when you say biplane, you're talking the old style two-wing.
Yeah, we're talking a World War II primary trainer.
Well, that's kind of old. You want to send me up in that, Andy?
You're kind of old. It's okay.
Thanks a lot.
No, it's a great event for the family, sponsored by the Cannon Falls Lions Club as well as Stanton Sport Aviation. And it's a great event.
Now, we were talking before we went on the air. This has been going on for quite a while.
28 years.
Wow. All right. Oh,
It's really like kind of home on the farm. I mean, you go to a big airport, Rochester or Minneapolis or wherever. I mean, you don't get close to any of those airplanes on the ramps out there and stuff. Here, you know, it's all grass. You can walk out and talk to the pilots. You know, some of them are, when they fly in, I mean, they like to be around people and they like to show their aircraft off. And,
oh, sure.
Right? So it's nice to have, you can walk out there and walk around the airplanes and look at them and stuff, and we encourage that. So, it's a lot more friendly than what a typical big airport's like.
Now, Tim, are you also cooking the breakfast then morning?
No, I'll be out there parking.
Well, But you actually serve a breakfast that morning?
Yep, the Lions serve the breakfast. It's $9 for adults. Ages 5 to 12 is $5, and youngsters are free.
I got a feeling this has got to be real fun to bring kids out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, young kids to get that close to the airplanes.
You see a lot of families come out.
Yeah. And then besides the biplanes, are there other plane rides that are going on if I wanted to take my kids up in one? Or
Specifically during the event, no.
Okay.
But you can arrange for something after the event. And the only reason we don't do more during the event is the amount of activity in the pattern.
Yep.
You mentioned something about model airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit more about that.
It's a local radio-controlled airplane club that comes in and sets up a display, and they'll run them. So, you know, the kids get a real kick out of that.
Oh, so they're flying those around there.
Well, they're not specifically flying them, but they'll start them up and make noise with them.
Well, I was going to ask you, wouldn't that be some conflicts with bigger planes coming in and stuff?
Yeah, we have to watch the airspace, so we don't let them fly when the airplanes are flying.
Oh, wow.
Now, where does, on a busy day like this with all the planes coming in, where does the air traffic control come out of?
There is none.
There is none. Okay.
When you're taught how to fly, you're taught the basics, and everybody knows what the rules are. So they just come in, and everybody does their own thing. We'll have somebody up in the old control tower just kind of monitoring, and if we have to call interference, we'll do that.
All right.
Now,
people are on their own.
Is this held rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
It is, okay.
Yep.
Do you have a lot of hangar space out there?
Limited.
Limited. Okay.
Limited. But in right now, our hangars are full with renters. Okay. But if anybody's interested in getting on the list, we'll be glad to put you on the list.
All right. Yeah. And then is there a place online people can go get more information about the event?
Stanton Airfield does have a website and also a Facebook page. Historic Stanton Airfield.
All right.
Were either of you there around in the area when Clinton landed the...
I was not.
I was not either. There's pictures of him out there.
Is there? Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I mean, that had to have been a pretty big event.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of the support staff around there made it quite the ordeal.
I remember my sister loading up her lawn chair and going out and sitting in the ditch and watching. They probably wouldn't allow that anymore.
No.
I don't know. But do you have dignitaries that will come in and land there?
Not recently.
Okay.
But we'll welcome anybody.
So, for example, Carleton just had their... graduation. Do you ever get any people flying in?
Believe it or not, with Carleton and St. Olaf, we do get some students flown in and out of there by their parents.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Is landing on a grass field any trickier than asphalt?
No, it's actually very forgiving.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you guys have to roll it out, keep it as flat as possible often, or is it just... a field that's mowed?
Well, we mow it, but we also roll it.
Okay.
A local farmer volunteers his roller to us.
Nice.
We have a very good relationship.
Yeah.
Is the Father's Day fly-in kind of one of your biggest events of the year?
It's one of the biggest.
Out there.
You know, we'd like to have more, but right now that's it.
All right. Okay. And is the Glider Club, I forget what that's called.
Minnesota Soaring Club.
Yeah. Do they have events periodically through the year? Or?
They have their own.
Their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this week there's also what's called an ACE Camp, and that's a program run by the FAA and the Minnesota Department of Aeronautics where a bunch of youth come out and get rides.
Okay. Oh, fun.
And is this a pretty safe, that gliding and the small planes
stuff? Very
I mean, safe. I haven't heard of any kind of an accident out there or something, but I'm just curiosity about the safety.
It's safer than riding your bicycle down Main Street.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I've seen the way people back out of these parking spots. It has to be. So, fun.
And Tim, you just planning, this is what you were looking forward to in your retirement?
Absolutely, yeah.
It does sound like a little bit of work.
Oh, it's not. If you love what you do, it's definitely not work. So, and just the friendship that you get from the people that come in, and people, new people coming in want to learn how to fly, and they've got a million questions, and older people got a million stories. So,
and is there some, I don't want to say competition, but some friendly competition about, you know, I've got this plane and it's 80 years old and I've rebuilt and stuff. I mean, I don't know if I was to redo a car or something, I want to show it off.
Yeah.
Is there some of that?
Oh, absolutely. Some of these guys have put hours and hours and hours, and they keep their planes like a street rod. I mean, it's just buffed to the to the heel, and so it's really nice. I mean, some of these old planes that come in, and when you say old planes, what you got to remember, these things are inspected every year.
Oh, okay.
From tip to toe. So,
by who?
By our aircraft mechanics, right? So they have to have an annual done on them every year,
they do.
They're inspected, 100%. So, they're right in tip-top shape. Even though they're old, they got requirements on them that tell them, that they've got to replace so many parts or do certain things to them each and every year if they need them.
Okay. Now, on planes also, if you don't run them in a long time, isn't that a lot harder on them too, if they just sit?
Well, it's like anything mechanical.
Yeah.
You got to use it.
Yeah.
And, John, what's typically the biggest plane that could land out at Stanton?
You could get a light twin in and out of there.
You could? Okay.
Yep, and it's been done.
Right. Okay. And, Tim, what kind of plane do you enjoy in your retirement?
Oh, I have a Piper, a PA-15.
Okay.
So it's a two-place side-by-side. I keep it at home, and I've got a small hangar there and a little bit of grass strip. And so.
Oh, so you're able to fly in and out from your house.
Yep. So the wife and I just walk out the backyard, get in the plane, and We fly down to Rushford or fly up to Stanton and say hi to everybody. And
sounds like a nice retirement to me.
I don't know why that struck me like, wow.
Yeah.
Land in the backyard, go in and have supper.
Yeah. So on days when you volunteer, do you fly in?
If the weather's, except like today I'm volunteering, right? The weather's not too acceptable today.
Yeah.
But on the nice days, yep.
All right.
And what about you, John? Do you fly at all?
Yep. I've flown as long as I've been wrenching. Yep. And I currently own two airplanes because I'm crazy.
Two airplanes?
Mm-hmm.
May I ask why two? Or am I sounding like a significant other in the family asking?
No, she says I can only have one. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
So I told her last night, okay, I'll sell these two and I'll get a bigger one.
There you go. One's for your boys, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you keep them both out of Stanton?
One's at Stanton and I keep one up in the cities.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I know.
More goals now to reach for retirement here.
So... I know we're rapidly running out of time here and stuff, but if a person wants to find out more about if they're interested in going gliding or just going up in a small plane and stuff, what's the best way to handle it?
Just give us a phone call out at the airport.
That's the best way.
It's the easiest thing to do.
Okay, and you've got a Facebook page people could
look. Facebook, yep, Facebook and the internet.
And again, on the Father's Day fly-in, what time would you suggest if somebody wants to drive out and start to see the planes?
Well, the lines get a little deeper, of course, after the church services get out. So, the earlier the better.
Okay. And you start serving breakfast?
We start serving at 7 o'clock.
So 7 to noon?
7 to noon.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to go out there for some breakfast and stuff.
Yeah. I don't count on my kids making me breakfast in bed, so it seems like a good place to go get breakfast.
No kidding.
All right. Well, this has been some great information, and we are, as you said, rapidly running out of time, but we did save enough time that we still get to dive into
Dave's Interesting Facts.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to let these two gentlemen play along in this game. I usually try to throw out a few facts for Andy and...
He likes to try and make me look dumb.
Yeah. This is a few interesting facts about flying and airplanes. And I just have a feeling we got a couple of ringers here.
Yeah.
So let me test Andy first, and then we'll go throw it back to you. But I'm going to throw this one out to Andy about Otto and Gustav Lithelven. I'm sure I said that wrong. Germany made their first successful pilot glider flight in what year?
That would have been in 1911.
Boy, you're not even close.
Probably not.
Back up a little bit more.
18.
Yeah, now you're in the right century.
80.
Now, let's just go with 1891.
Yeah, let's do that. I was going to say 89, so I would have been up 2 years.
Okay, now, maybe you've been paying attention to these gentlemen. We'll see, Andy. There are four forces of flight that push the plane up, down, forward, or slow it down. What are those four forces?
There's lift.
Hey, you got one right.
I did. Oh, you wanted more or just one? Oh, okay.
But thus the question, what are the four?
Drag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, you can do it.
I don't have anything else.
Thrust.
Thrust.
Yes.
Obviously thrust.
Yep. One left.
And gravity.
Well, you kind of. We'll call it close. Weight.
All right.
The first woman in the U.S. to become licensed to fly was who?
Amelia Earhart.
No. I knew you were going to say that.
It's an easy answer. A wrong answer, but an easy one.
Harriet Quimby.
Hmm.
Do you know what year?
No.
Yeah, I knew you didn't know.
Yeah.
How about 1911?
That's what I said. Remember? I said 1911.
And I'll throw this one out to everybody. In 1947, this person became the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound.
Chuck Yeager.
Yep.
That was a little too easy.
Yeah.
Hey, again, we've been talking to John Quilling. The airport manager of Stanton Airport.
And Tim Bjork.
Yep, thank you, Andy, for getting that right. Airport Volunteer Supreme. Again, I want to compliment you on the beautiful lawns out there and stuff.
Wow. Thanks.
But no, this was pretty interesting. And so I really appreciate you guys coming in and taking the time.
If you have some time this Father's Day, swing out and check them out and check out the planes and enjoy yourself and get a breakfast while you're at it.
I think we got to look into some of that glidery.
We'd also like to remind you next Saturday to tune in to On Tap with Corey and Ira and find out more about beer. You know, beer and flying don't go well together, but flying and then beer sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
And as always, we'd like to thank Hayes for updating the Northfield Outdoors Facebook page and to Professional Pride Realty for sponsoring Northfield Outdoors. And as always,
get out there and enjoy the great outdoors, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Northfield Outdoors with Dave Vesladol and Andy Behem, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. Join Dave and Andy every other Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on 95 The One or streaming at kymnradio.net.